onions and garlic are the nails of asuras and have qualities in them that produce negative feelings when ingested. And that is the reason why, she says, a Hindu would not eat such things. I also know that some people don't eat carrots, tindola, eggplant, masoor dal, and so forth for the 4 months that are considered most holy in the Hindu calendar. Gurudeva, I'm confused. Please let me know what Gurudeva thinks about all of this. Does he and his Matavasis, for example, eat onions and garlic? Thank you for your guidance. I remain in search of God and spiritual ways. Rakesh.
To keep the health level high here at Kwai Arinam, our beautiful Hindu monastery, where we have about 30 Matavasi, we have a practice of holistic health, which is a little bit different than running to one doctor and running to another doctor and running to an acupuncturist and running to a chiropractor and medical doctor. We have a nutritionalist, an Ayurvedic nutritionalist, Dr. Sodhi in Seattle, who comes here every 2 years and tells us all what we should eat, takes blood tests, and analyzes the diet of each individual. And if there's a health problem with one or another, the acupuncturist, the chiropractor, the allopathic doctor, the nutritionists all talk together. To me, this is the holistic approach. They all discuss from their particular point of view and education the case and try to solve the problem by giving very good advice. And yes, they do recommend onions and garlic. I was told many, many years ago in Sri Lanka, when the men would take off their shirts and worship and it would be very hot and everybody be perspiring, that one of the reasons they don't eat, and probably the best reason, onions and garlic, is because it gives a body odor. So rather than relying on village superstition, it's good to go to the professional and get the solid advice.